as I say, 130-something, and Link about 270, over 270. And I think we got $10 each from at that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you'd... how about Martin? What was your principal... what were you after principally?
For what?
Fur. What kind of fur?
Well, we was lucky this way. We'd have what you might say, everything. See, I'd go out and I'd have a, what I call my Martin country, a couple of days, and then on the flats, you'd have a lot of lakes too. That was a good right country. And on them lakes and portages is the link places and the mink place for the lakes, you see. So I might say I was lucky to have everything. See, I'd have the good in the flats, I'd have the lakes and the rats. We have big catches of rats too. In the spring, you get through with your trapping, you can go out and get your rats. And that rat comes in useful. It's your dog feed. Besides what, we have, how many rats did I want? About 3,000.
One year, huh?
Yeah. There's runs of different things. Yeah. Another year you'd have a big run of mink. You might have, but you've always something to sell, a few things. But the one big thing, you see what I mean? Same as rats. Well, you'd trap all winter and then in the spring you'd have the rats.
So you sold the fur and fed the
rats? You'd have the winter fur and just as soon as you're through you start ratting.
Yeah.
And you know that's nice sport, it's a job, but you're going around with a 22 and shooting them.
Yeah.
You literally take a little light canoe and go around and shoot these rats.
Yeah.
It's nice to shoot them, but when you've got to take 5 to 20 or 30 in your canoe, it's not so good from one leg to another.
The thing that I'm impressed about, so if you get, we'll say, 200 link in one trapping season.
275.
Or 275.
In one year, yeah.
And the trapping season is rather short.
If we attend to the strict letter of the law, we could make a living.
Yeah. But I'm thinking about cleaning those, skinning the links.
Oh.
All the work. You've got to take care of your dogs, skin the links. Put them on stretchers and prepare
it's a job
them.
Too.
How could you do all that work?
Well, wait a minute. I have 7 stretchers, damn good stretchers. I get home at night and you'd have the... When you get your link soft, you skin it right there. If they're froze, you take them home. And I keep a lot of them, I had a big cabin there, I keep a lot of them till there was maybe 20 or 30. I take them in the house and thaw them all at once.
Yeah.
But you get the habit, I figured I could skin a link, a fresh link in 4 minutes. But you know, I time myself one time, you've got to, you don't waste any time. But I mean to say that could be done because I've done it. I time myself, but just for one business.
Mm-hmm.
It would take you longer if you had a lot of them and you know, I just time yourself and skin a link in 4 minutes. But you know, we used to, the front legs, we just tear them off what would come.
Yeah.
And we cut them, see, we tie it here and cut the pieces off and keep it on. We have a bedspread made of link legs.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I see.
Because we cut the legs off here.
I see.
But after a while, the wherever they were selling them to, we have to leave the legs off.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
But I imagine your wife was a big help on that.
Oh, she was a wonderful help, was Ellen. You just, well, that's the thing, you come home and everything's ready.
Mm-hmm.
You have everything ready. Nothing to do, only attend to your, I attend to my shop, my skinning and drying. And I had the cabin fixed up on purpose for that. The cabin up there, I falls across, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've 7 stretchers, and I could put these on, put them up out of the way, see? You walk around, they're just up there drying. You know, I had the thing fixed so I could, and I think that 7 stretchers for link and whatever they were, so we would use the same stretchers. Fox, we had fox too, of course, but not too many.
How about the prices? What's the best prices you ever got for?
I think $69 is the best price we ever got for link.
And how about rat?
About $1.25 or $1.
Yeah.
$1 and a quarter.
Were you ever fortunate to catch any silver fox or black fox?
Yeah, I did. And I had a silver fox and I sold it for $50. If that had been caught 2 years earlier, it'd been $500.
Mm.
I never got one at the good price, but I had two damn good silvers, and I know I got $50 from really excellent silver. At the time when there was a big price, $400 or $500, I didn't get any.
How about mink?
Mink?
Yeah.
Well, one time I'd always a good mink country because you have the lakes.
Yeah.
You have the rats and the mink.
Yeah.
I had 132 mink one time. And they would run from, what, $5 to $30. You never knew what you was going to get. We sent our furs out to the West Coast, to one of the fur sales anyway.
Seattle Fur Exchange.
Seattle Fur Sales. We bring their furs down and wrap them up. You send them out from the store where you can send a lot of them together.
Mm-hmm.
Not just parcel posts. I forget what it was. It was anything. You could put take big bundles and send them out from one of the stores that was agent for that.
Well, you were...
So I sent my furs out.
You went to Schumann House. You didn't know anything about trapping.
Not a
thing. You had about four traps. Now, you went from four traps into a big industry.
Yeah.
You had 50 or maybe you had, how many miles of trap line did you have?
More than that.
Yeah, you probably had
several. Well, probably have 200 miles.
200 miles at least of trap line.
Well, it took me every 2 weeks.
Yeah. You had 11 or more cabins.
I don't know.
You had a fish wheel.
Yes, we put in a fish wheel in the summer.
And
we had six dogs.
And I understand you had sort of a boat of some kind that you, in fact, it was a barge. Didn't you have a barge?
Already made. I had a, me and Dick Martin, see the island across there?
Yeah.
Me and Dick Martin built the first shovel nose boat that was ever built in Fort Yukon. Dick Martin was a handy, clever man. I was the laborer.
Mm-hmm.
We lived on that island. I wasn't married then. There's an island across there. We lived there, and I think we had Dick had a fish wheel, and we built the two boats there. The first shovel nose boats ever built in Fort Yukon. We built a boat each, nice big boat. Dick was the carpenter. We cut the logs, brought them here, White sawed them up on his sawmill, and that sawmill was made for 20-foot logs, and ours was 30-odd feet. And when it get to the end, that thing would just be shaking like that. So one part of the board would be half inch, and at the end maybe an inch and a half. So we had a lot of work fixing them. But we built the two boats there, me and Dick.
Yeah.
We camped there all summer on the island there.
Well, for a person that you must have loved the outdoors. You must have loved trapping. You must have loved that way of life.
I must have done. It must have been something that I was interested in.
Yeah.
And remember, I come from a big city. I never, from Manchester, I never seen anything like that. But for some reason, I don't know. I think it goes back to the old man. My father worked on a big estate in England, and that's, I don't know. Maybe that's the idea.
Yeah. And you were highly successful, I'd say, in this entire thing. You trapped all of your life. You raised one adopted son.
Huh?
You have one adopted son.
Son?
Yeah.
Jimmy.
You have just.
He has the cabin up there, and he goes up there, but he never leaves the home cabin.
I see.
Whatever little he does, and comes here, he makes his living working it down. Never made a living of it.
Mm-hmm.
Although he was raised there and had the trails and the cabins, but he stays in town and works for wages and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he has a cabin there and goes to it once in a while. I think he's talking about going now, but he don't use that. We wouldn't know the trap lines anymore. We had good long trap lines there.
How many traps did you set?
That's something I don't know. But I think I remember one time anywhere from 50 or 60 traps a day. Something, roughly.
50 or 60 a day, and about, you said it took 2 weeks to go around the trap line.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have a couple of thousand traps.
Well, I had a lot of, a cache full of them. Yeah. I wouldn't know how many, but sure a lot. So, yeah, it took us 2 weeks to go around. I think we went in about 8 days. 2 days, 2 days, and 2 days from home. Back of the cabin and back, across it to the big lake and back, 2 days up the river, 2 days down the river, and 8 days on the trail. Mm-hmm. I think that's six cabins. Yeah, six cabins there. But at the third cabin, I stay there 2 nights and spend 1 day back at the house. See, I stay there 2 nights. My third cabin, right at the foothills there was.
Well, you told us about meeting Chief Christian.
Yeah.
In fact, about swiping one of the doors off the cabin. Yeah.
That's the only time I ever saw him, too.
Well, if you're going to steal, you want to steal from a chief.
Well, I'd gone across the Salmon River that time, you know. I have a trail across 25 miles from my third cabin to this old cabin on Salmon River. And as I say, I'd gone across and took a door from some... No, I didn't know they was using them cabins. Brought it over and put on my cabin here, on this side. And this Christian come that night, which of course it was all right. I could use a blanket there.
You gave him back his door then?
Yeah, he took the door right. There's a village up there now. There's 4 or 5 cabins there, you know, on the other side of the river.
Yeah. I'm sure you had other neighbors. You must have had some other interesting neighbors.
The Herberts were the only neighbors I had, but the finest people in the world. They was just wonderful. Old Bell lives up here now, and we're good friends, the finest kind. Her children, they're 1 year today, they don't amount to much. Mm-hmm. Sam was the old Joe and Bell, and Sam was about 10 years of age when I went there. Mm-hmm. And I get acquainted with them, and I go hunting with them. That's the only way we got meat every fall. And even when they got a boat, I had a boat for a while, and I just, years after years, I go with them. So wonderful people. Just can't beat them. And Bellier, she's a wonderful friend of mine today.
Herbert Schumann.
Schumann House. It's an old place that they use that going from Fort Yukon to Schumann House, and then there's the portages across there, cuts off some big bends on the way to Rampart House. See, there was an old trail then.
Yeah.
So that's why they had a trail from Schumann House right back there across the lakes, right up there to Rampart House. There was an old trail them days. Yeah. Cadzo was at Rampart House, trader up there. So they had Joe Herbert used to crap up the river, and I passed Schumann House every time I went on the trap line. I go to Salmon River, Chandler. It wasn't interfering with them. But how I got them trails too, I didn't have to cut so much. The Herberts, one time, I was down there, I wasn't married at that time, and they was going over, they wanted fish. They knew about this fish hole, there's a spawning ground there, you know, right at Jimmy Carroll's place. They was going over there, so I went with them. I went with them any place they went. So I went with them to the Salmon River, they caught the fish there, I see them catch the fish. And 25 mile of trail they didn't want. Good trap line, so that was mine, see. Then they went up the river, they was going up there for something and it didn't please them and they didn't use that, so I used that too. So I didn't have to cut much. Mm-hmm. So the only thing, they give me that and this, and I cut 50 miles across to make a round trip. Mm-hmm. Instead of backtracking don't play. Yeah. I had a round trip there. And I build the cabins, of course. But it takes it 2 years to do that, remember? Don't do that. It takes years after year to do them things. Yeah.
Well, I visualize now that you trapped, obviously, just during the wintertime. But in the summertime, you must have to cut wood for all of those cabins on the trail.
Well, wait a minute.
Or in the fall of the year.
Wait a minute. in the spring it gets long days. Mm-hmm. So what I'd do, I'd go out in the woods and if the if it wasn't dry, I'd notch them.
Yes.
You know, you can notch them and let them dry.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'd always keep enough. And I'd cut that tree and back it up to the house, and in the long days in the spring you can do that. So when I go in the short days, all I got to do is to take the block off and split it. You make a bit, see, you make a business of that. Not just by guessing to God, you just, that's your business.
That's right, I see that.
So I'd have my logs up against the house there, they're all cut through, see,
yeah.
To keep them dry. You just pop one of them and there's the pieces and just split them.